Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline
may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
It starts now.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline, the number indeed, 1-800-LOVE-191. Tonight in studio, none other than Andy Schmelishmakis. Andy.
Yeah.
What's happening, buddy?
What's up?
Andy stars in the new movie coming out on DVD called Waiting. It's cool, right?
It's a good, yeah, there's a lot of extras on that joint.
Oh, really? Some outtakes?
There's a lot of outtakes and, behind the scenes stuff that I'll probably get in trouble for.
You and Ryan Reynolds and Alana Ubach? Yes?
Yeah.
Give us an example. What happened? What happened backstage? I mean, outtakes.
Not on the outtakes, but just like where it's just me sitting down talking about like kind of like commentary style. Sometimes I'm a little bit dirty. I might have to get a smack in the face from my mama.
Really? Oh, really?
My mama nice. Might smack me in the face.
I imagine that's happened more than once.
Yeah.
Season one of the Andy Milonakis Show is available on March 28th on DVD. Season two begins Friday, March 31st. My kids are all holding their breath for that. What are we up to this year?
We're
Whoopi's back.
Whoopi's back. It's definitely a little bit weirder and.
It's weird.
I think there's like some of the sketches were easier last season. Like this season, everybody's happy so far. I'm really looking forward to see what people say about it. But I think people are gonna like it. It's we got a couple new wacky characters. This guy Billy Marino, who yells every word he talks, and that's how we like him to do all his lines. So
nice.
Doctor, damn you, not a miracle worker.
How do the people treat you that are out there trying to sort of protect the abuse of the aged that you tend to sort of pass out? You know what I mean? The guys that were trying to prevent you from talking to old people.
Oh yeah, they started up a little conspiracy thing where they
really.
They were trying to like tell people don't do this show. They're not good. But they did that for like a day or two. I think they got tired and gave up.
You broke through. Hey, but, I heard something. What?
No, I don't know. Everybody was cool about it. Everybody who is on the show signs a release and they're happy to do it. Or sometimes they're just a little confused, like what just happened. Ah, okay, I'll sign it. It's for a show, comedy show. I'll do it.
Well, that's fine. Tell me something. Somebody just mentioned a skit that you had done in the past to me that I was curious about. A chocolate water skit? What was that?
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the weird internet sketches. It's a little bit dirty.
Really? Something you created is dirty?
It's just basically like when I did internet sketches in my house, I would just basically look at something and then it would inspire me to do it. Like, I just opened up the refrigerator door and all we had in the whole refrigerator was a Brita filter with water in it and a thing of chocolate syrup.
Nice.
In the whole refrigerator. So I just made this little song called Chocolate Water Makes My Something Something.
Nice. That was a hit back when Super Bowl is gay. Did you do another Super Bowl is gay rendition?
No.
Were you watching the game?
I didn't watch the game, but I bet my friend on who was going to win heads or tails just on the coin toss.
Yeah.
And I won. I got tails, so he has to take me out to like a really expensive sushi dinner, and he's not happy about it.
You're gay.
I am gay.
Fair enough.
I'm not gay. I'm confused. That's why I came here today. I wanted
dirty
to find
talk.
Out.
It's dirty talk. dirty, it's dirty talk. Hey.
They have my old clip. I like that.
All right, let's take some calls, shall we?
Sure.
All right, here's Joel, 25. Joel, what's going on?
Hey, it's Joe.
Joe, I beg your pardon.
Hey, that's all right.
Who cares?
That's a good one.
I have a question. My girlfriend and I, when we have sex, it hurts her, and it kind of hurts me too. And she says she's allergic to latex, but I don't think that's why. I think it hurts her because she's small and petite.
Yeah. Are you calling to brag about your size? Is that what this call's about, or what?
No. No, so. I just want to... Because she said that it's the latex that is
Latex can be irritating. Look, you can try. You guys are monogamous?
Yeah.
Why don't you try the polyurethane or even the animal skin if neither of you have anything to offer one another in terms of diseases? Animal skin's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Also, you could try not having a 12-inch penis.
That you could try. You could shave that down. But the polyurethane. Polyurethane would be the way to go with this. And also lots of lubricant. Right, Andy?
A lot, yeah. Hey, yeah. Whatever happened, I know there was they took sheepskin off the market. Why? Because it wasn't protecting, from diseases good enough or something?
Yeah, there are things that the polyurethane probably affords you better protection. Carla,
and it's kind of weird if you have a sheep, like sheepskins that's inside your vagina. A sheep skin.
I think the reality is, I think it's actually sheep gut, so it's even weirder.
Sheep guts. That's awesome. Sheep guts and your guts, girl. You think that'll be a good pickup line?
Uh-oh,
sheep guts and your guts.
Yeah. Try it sometime. Carla.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Just talking to Andy Schmelschmackus.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Andy?
What's up, girl? How you doing? Yo, I got my new weave on.
Anyways. I wanted to ask you.
That's your new
My boyfriend really wants to try anal with me. Neither one of us have ever done it.
Don't do
and
it.
And I was just.
Wait. Andy wants to tell you something, Carla. What's that, Andy?
Oh, okay.
Don't do it, girl. Yo, you got a future ahead of yourself. You just got your nails did, your hair did. Yo, you got to respect yourself. That's not respecting yourself.
Right. Bust a rhyme for her?
Not right now. Triple low sodium. Blah.
Why would you? Have you tried anything of that nature in that region with him?
I let him try it twice. Actually, the first time it hurt and I told him to stop. Right. And the second time, it was just so uncomfortable. But
right.
You know, I
so the idea is
so. It was not pleasing to me at all.
Now, then why would you persevere? The idea about sex is to do things that feel good. Why in the world would you do things that are exquisitely painful?
Well, there are so many people that find it so enjoying. I'm thinking
there's all kinds of things people find enjoyable. That's not you. Your body wouldn't give you incredible pain if you tried to do something that was going to be enjoyable.
You gotta live on the edge, girl. Just live your life. Don't worry about anybody else.
I don't know. My boyfriend really wants to try it. One of the ones to do it again.
Hey, Carla.
Pressure.
What if he wanted to like push his thumb into your eyeball until it hurt? Would that be okay with you?
No.
That'd be all right. If he really wanted to do it, it was really important to him. He just had to do it.
Well, I don't know. It kind of makes it sound that way, I guess.
All the women, independent, throw your hands up at me.
Okay. This is Felicia.
Just to let you know, Drew, I can't stop laughing right now.
Felicia, what's going on?
Hey, I just had a question. I lost my virginity when I was 18, and that was to a guy I've been going out with for a year. And I didn't do anything in high school, anything at all, any kind of drugs or smoking or anything like that. And I went to college last semester and kind of, I don't know, just did everything. And I ended up sleeping with a lot of guys. And now I'm 4 months pregnant. And I don't know who it is. And anyways, I guess my question is just I'm giving it up for adoption, my baby.
Cool.
And, I guess I'm just wondering, what are my chances, or, if you know any, statistics or anything of, being able to, get married to, a decent guy. I mean, I know I'll be able to find, someone, a loser or something, that won't care, but,
42%.
I don't know. I'm just, what are my probabilities of still being able to,
Andy, go ahead. You seem to have calculated this.
Let's see, 2 times dirtbags equals 5 broken teeth. I don't know. A decent guy's, it's a myth, baby. I'm a feminist. Ain't no decent guys.
Oh, period. There just aren't any decent guys. that's a pretty good take on things.
Yeah, you know
what? At least you're never disappointed, Andy.
There are a lot of scumbags out there, but, You looking for scientific facts or estimation?
I'm just saying, like, I don't. Is there, like, any, like, hope that I'm ever, like, going to be able to get married, even though, like, I already have a
Where do you live? I mean, where do you live?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, you got to move, girl. You got to move. You got to come to New York and get yourself a down-to-earth businessman.
How old are you?
I'm about 6 and a half. Oh, yeah, I can take care of you. I can buy you some Similac milk for your baby. I can feed him some strained peas. I'll talk to him. I'll teach him how to rap. Yeah, he's going to be a nice little baby boy. I'm going to FedEx you a ring tonight, baby girl.
What do you think his first rap ought to be?
Yo, daddy left me. Eat that. Yeah, I'm going to start cursing. I can't do that.
Anderson's got you covered.
Okay, but,
all right, Felicia, here's the deal. Congratulations that you're going to go as far as putting this child up for adoption, that you're going to do something that's really quite courageous.
My mom said that, like, she'd help me raise it and everything, and she even, like, suggested adopting it, but my mom, like, has bipolar, and I don't know. She's
well, okay,
just...
well, there's why you're acting out so sexually. What's up with your family? Where's your dad?
They got divorced when I was six.
Six?
Yeah.
And he's been out of your life ever since?
Yeah, I guess, like, back when I was a kid, I don't remember anything about my dad. I guess he, like, wasn't even there, and, like, I didn't even realize that he was gone when he did leave. So, I basically, I just don't know.
All right, so having an a-hole for a dad that abandons, having a mom that's mentally ill, that can create a lot of instability in your behavior. I think, Kalisha, let's have this be a sort of a warning shot that you need to go get some treatment so you don't go back out there and do some other crazy things. That is what's going to interfere with your ability to find somebody that wants to settle down with you. The fact that you will keep being attracted to abusive, abandoning a-holes, that's in you, and that's not going to change unless you do something about it and get some treatment. The issue with the pregnancy, I pretty much guarantee you, provided you know don't actually have the child, is not going to be that big a deal for guys. What do you think, Andy?
I don't know. You know, I don't think so. I think, honestly, with all of those problems that he mentioned, I think you seem like a pretty down-to-earth, decent girl. You don't seem to be too wacko. There's a lot of wacko people who call up. And you seem like you might got a head on them shoulders. So you can find you a man. Just, you know, put out the bait. You know, fix your hair up. Go to Gucci. Get yourself a Gucci dress. Paint your nails.
How does she put out the bait, Andy? How does she do that?
I'm going to school and everything. Like, I want to finish school. It's just that, like, I don't know, when I start dating again and stuff, I'm just going to be like, yeah, I have a kid. And
hey, Felicia.
Don't say that.
You're giving the child up for adoption. You won't have a kid.
Yeah, it's not like he's going to have to take care of it, but still, it's something that, like, is going to be a part of my life. Like,
you're going to eventually tell him.
It's not a smart thing to tell him as the first thing, because if you really had a kid, like, at home, then maybe you tell that early, but if you gave something up for adoption, that's kind of something that will be in your past. You don't want to, like, scare them off right away, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's something you bring out maybe on the...
I'm having an adoption now. Like, it's still going to be a part of my life.
Really?
Yes, Felicia, I understand, but listen, you're not listening. The problem is not the adoption. That's not going to be the big issue in guys' minds. The big problem is going to be the kinds of guys you pursue and the way you treat guys that actually are nice and are available for real relationships. You'll sabotage those. So let's get some help. Let's get some treatment. This is Eric. What's up?
How's it going, Dr. Drew?
What's happening?
Not much. I had a question. I saw your show on Discovery Health a while back.
Yeah.
And there was a doctor on there who said that having sex can increase your lifespan.
Yeah. I mean there's I can't quote the data off the top of my head right now, but there's evidence that that's part of health. It didn't say, you know, across a lifespan. That's important. I mean, may reduce the risk of various things.
Certainly. Yeah. Well, my question is...
Depression. That's right. Mental health. You're right.
Yeah.
The question is...
My question is, is it the orgasm? Is it the act of sex? Because I was wondering if, like, masturbation would have the same effect on a lifespan.
I think my understanding is it's about the human connection as much as the orgasm and whatnot. So there's something renewing. There's something very, very healthy about being close and intimate
with other
people.
I think this dude's being jokey, though.
You think so?
I think he's got a couple of his boys having some beers and like, yo, check what I'm going to ask, son. Yo, can you live longer if you masturbate? Blow, blow. And then everybody laughs and throws popcorn in the air.
Here's Katie. What's up, Katie?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening? You're on with Andy Schmelishmakis.
What's up? What's going on?
Well, last night my boyfriend broke up with me and he won't talk to me whatsoever. He's been my best friend since I was like 15, 16, something like that. Started my first job, met him the first day. And
this is one of the risks of having romantic relationships with somebody who was a very good friend. By the way, he had romantic designs on you the moment you walked in the door at your first job. Just believe me.
I know he did because
Yes, of course he did. So it's a big deal for him too. But when he all the while expected this to go to romance, it did. I understand he was a good friend, but when the friendship goes to romance and you're in your, teens, the probability is it's going to end and it's going to be kind of weird to try to have a friendship again after that.
Yeah, I'm not really expecting a friendship. Well, at least not at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But because last time he got mad at me when we were just friends, he didn't talk to me for 6 months.
And your question is?
Well, so we've been dating on and off for quite a while. We got real serious. We're talking about getting married, me moving to Atlanta. He's in the Air Force. He's out in California. And I cheated on him this weekend, and I told him. And now he won't even talk to me. There's no excuse for it.
Sexy.
Yeah, I was partying, but there's no excuse. And
well, there you go. You put a nail in that coffin, and off you go. That's it.
I'm in love.
It's like, because he's been my best friend for so long, it really sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
I just don't know what to do.
Well, nothing you can do. You made a choice. You did this, and that's it. You put the nail in the coffin, and there you go. You drove it right in.
Give the man some time. Who knows?
I don't expect to see him back soon. I would expect to see him back soon.
Give him like at least 32 years.
Yeah. It'd take a while. But Andy's into you.
32 years is not too bad.
Andy's into women that cheat and misbehave and treat people badly.
No, not really. I'm into women who are not women.
Oh, really? Pray tell. What are they?
Women.
Cheetahs? They're cheetahs?
Different. I like making love to automobiles, especially Lexus.
Lexus.
That's a little creepy.
I
love you, girl. Yo, you cheat on your boyfriend. That's creepier. Blow.
It was the first time I've ever done something like that.
Yeah, look, Katie, that's just true. You need to get out of this. It's been too long. You've been a boyfriend girlfriend for how long?
It's been on and off for about a year, and we've gotten real serious lately. It's been like.
Yeah, well, the seriousness, either you can't handle close relationships or the seriousness was freaking you out. You're too young for that right now. In either case, it's ended. You did a thing. That's fine. These things are supposed to end at your age. And let's get on with it. Hopefully, he'll be back in your life in some capacity because he is such a good friend of yours. Andy, what are you doing out in L.A.?
I'm shooting some celebrity bits for the show because we got to come to them, sometimes.
Yeah.
So. We're doing a few celebrity bits and...
Give me an example. I want to be on your show. I'd be such a hero to your kids. My kids.
And my kids, too. My kids would love it, too. I know. We got to talk to Mr. Bossman about that.
Oh, you're a boss man?
Yeah.
Mr. Kimmel, boss man?
Mr. Kimmel.
Oh, does he approve all that stuff?
He does. Well, yeah, for celebrities, because we use a lot of rappers, and I know once we use Carson, but we, celebrity-wise, we go through him. Sketch-wise, we kind of do our own thing, and he oversees it all and watches it.
Dr. Drew's a born sound physician.
There he is. Can you tell us what one of these scenes with the celebrities might be? Give us a hint.
Oh, man, I don't know if I'm supposed to say who they are yet. They're rappers, and they like to wear things on their teeth.
Nice.
And that's a hint.
Okay, good times. All right, here's Megan. What's up, Megan?
Hello. I'm having problems in getting into a relationship. Every time I've ever dated someone, like I'm on this magazine crew and I travel across the country and people are hooking up and they've been boyfriend and girlfriend for 2 years. I've been following for a whole year and I'm the only person that's never hooked up with anybody. No one
is. What is with these magazine troops? I ran into a couple of those the other day too. What is that? It's hot.
What is magazine troops?
I mean, what is that? Yeah.
We sell magazines door to door across the country, all over the United States.
Yeah, it's like Girl Scout cookies. You say you ain't eating delicious cookies. You reading delicious magazine. I'll take a Thin Mints. I'll take a People. I'll take an Entertainment Weekly. I'll have the tag-alongs.
Yeah. That's so how it goes.
but it's not as though people don't subscribe to magazines or have enough magazines. I mean, why are you selling that?
No, it's a
why don't you sell Tupperware?
It's a big contest.
Well, you sell some crack.
Yeah. Why don't you have a Tupperware contest?
Knick-knack, blow.
Or why don't you sell grapes? Why the magazines? I understand, it's a big contest, but why is the contest about selling...
I make a lot of money doing it.
Okay, keep talking. Why the magazines?
Why the magazines?
And why not something else? Why magazines?
Because I make a lot of money of what I do.
Okay,
I sell them door-to-door.
Mandy, you get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, you're saying that she has a stupid job.
Well, there's that. It's a job that I don't understand why it exists. Is my point? You know what I mean? If the people
it's
have
a
magazines,
thing.
It's
so why did you hustle? Why do you hustle magazines? Is my question. Why not something else? I mean, a magazine seems so like unnecessary.
Like a yayo. It's like here, buy this cardboard box. Come on. I'm door-to-door cardboard box salesman. You want cardboard
and by
box?
And by the way, people believe that BS about the contest. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What is the contest?
I'm one
is
of the
a
top
fake thing?
Sellers. No, you get $1,000 after you accumulate 20,000 points, and you get a trip to anywhere you want in the world. I've already won $1,000.
So it's like a pyramid scheme?
Yeah, it's some weird pyramid scheme. Yeah.
It's not a scam. There's people that think I prove them wrong. I take them to the website. I'm like, see, there I am. I'm in first place of the contest.
Yeah, the next person who buys like 5-year subscription to a magazine, that's your boyfriend. And then you build.
Why don't you sell stuff online, Megan? Why don't we get you hooked up, and you'll have your own website, and you sell things through the internet.
I.e. your ass.
I do graphic designing on the side through my laptop.
All right, and so your question is, how come you can't hook up with people, or how come you can't get a relationship? What's the question?
Every time I have a relationship on this magazine crew, I don't seem, like, sexually satisfied.
And what is it you're looking for that you're not getting?
A penis instead of a magazine.
Why not a Playgirl?
No, I recently was in this relationship with this guy. He started dating me, and like four weeks later, he starts telling everybody that we don't talk to each other. We're not with each other.
Megan, what magazine sells the most?
What magazine sells the most?
Yeah.
Maxim.
Oh, hot bodies, baby. Sex sales. America, wake up. America, wake up.
So men are buying most of these magazines.
And Out Magazine is a top seller, too.
Out Magazine?
Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out with that one?
Do you even know what that is?
You're out of the closet. Out of the closet magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know what it means. But I do love you, girl.
I get a lot of people to buy that magazine. I told them it's an interesting...
All right, Megan, here's the deal.
I was just kidding.
I want you to think about the kind of people that sign up to tour the world and sell magazines, not usually the kind of people that want to settle down and have relationships, okay?
No, I'm not even saying that. Like... The magazine people aren't weird. Everybody's we're the same as everybody else. We just sell magazines.
Well, you guys are not different. You guys are not like a cult. Like, you guys don't have green heads or anything.
They're not from Mars, Andy. They're just not. How dare you?
So what's your exact question? Why don't you hook up? I feel bad because we've been, you know, messing with you a little bit. But what's your actual real question? Why aren't you hooking up and other people are hooking up?
Why am I not sexually satisfied in a relationship?
Well, you haven't told us what you mean by sexually satisfied. What does that mean?
Like, when I'm having sex, I don't feel like... I just get bored. I'm like, whatever.
Well, that usually means you're not in a relationship.
Maybe you're not into the guys who are having sex with you. Like,
you usually have to have somebody you're into being with. You like having a relationship with them. And what I'm saying is the kind of person that you find in, you know, these casual hookups and people touring the world are not likely to be kinds of people that you want to have substantial relationships with. And that's probably good, because if you do get a real connection, they're going to be off to some other part of the country.
Before
All right, Andy Milonakis in the studio. Yeah. What? Before what?
I was just going to say, before before you hook up with these people, before you have sex with them, are you really, really into them and attracted to them? Or is it just like, why not have sex?
Well, I think I get, like... emotionally attached too quick.
But so are you really into these people? Like, you're really attracted to them, and you're like,
I do. I am, and he was towards me. Like,
and then when it comes down
to it,
guy,
it's one guy. Now let's get down to here. It's just one relationship this has been happening.
Then he just flipped out one day.
Like, yeah, this is one guy. This is one guy.
This
is a bad relationship, Megan. Yeah, this is Andy. Go
bounce out of that. Get a new subscription. Yes. Pun intended. Blow.
I love the way people around 20 go, why are all guys? And when you distill it down, it's like one guy last weekend was an a-hole.
Why all right. are all guys named Jeffrey that I'm dating? Do this to me.
Waiting is the name of the movie, out in DVDs now. Ryan Reynolds, Justin Lon, Lana Ubach, and Andy Milonakis. Also, season one will be available, Andy Milonakis Show, on DVD March 28th. Season two begins March 31st. I'm really looking forward to that. The Super Bowl is gay. What? Chocolate water stinks or whatever.
Chocolate water stinks. Super Bowl is gay. Chocolate water stinks. Pepperoni is mediocre.
And we'll be back with more Andy Milonakis after this.
Loveline will be right back. Be right back.
Andy Milonakis, right?
Wow, y'all. Sorry.
Wow, y'all. 1-800-LOVE-191. Andy Milonakis. I guess I can find you at mtv2.com, yes?
Yeah, and mtv.com, too, because they got, it's like mtv2 at mtv.com, too, as in also.
Also, excellent. Beautiful. Movie, Waiting.
Waiting is a good, funny, raunchy comedy about waiters who work at a cheesy chain restaurant and they don't like you. So you should watch it. Don't look at the gross out gags on the trailer. It's like it's some funny stuff. It gets down and dirty.
What restaurant was it modeled after?
I don't know. It's called Shenanigans, but it's kind of like a little bit of each of the cheesy ones. I mean,
theme restaurants.
You know,
and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, not to name them specifically, but I mean just that kind of thing. Let's take some calls, huh?
Yeah.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, what's happening?
First of all, I want to say I'm a huge fan. I've been listening to you since I learned English because I'm not a resident immigrant here.
So you listen to him in 2 years in the future? No, I'm just kidding.
You sound very, very clear right now, even though Andy's making fun of you.
Well, I'm nervous.
There's no cookies in my box.
Yeah. Well, my question is, I've always been attracted to girls since I have memory.
What?
And just recently, well, about a year ago, I actually started liking guys. I mean, I've been with guys before. I haven't enjoyed sex with guys. I can only have orgasms with women. But I've been looking at this two different guys that I desire them, but when I see them naked, it's like, you know?
Penises rangy, are though. Weird.
Yeah, they are what? Weird.
Hey, girl, I'm sorry to make fun of you. I was kidding before, but anyway, I just wanted to tell you, penises are weird. Penises are weird, yo. Penises are weird. Sorry, that was a song I just wrote for you.
Don't worry. I understand totally what you mean.
And Andy, though, Sandra's a pretty rangy, though. She's kind of flexible and rangy. And
she's flexible. Hey, but you don't like the look of a man naked, but you kind of turn on once they have their clothes on, right?
Yeah, if they have everything on, they look so hot. I do get aroused, I guess.
Maybe you're aroused with the actual clothing.
Andy, she would be into you.
What if...
you do have a sexy voice.
Well, here's the deal. I am too.
I rock babes, yo.
Sandra, were you ever sort of, let's call it, brutalized by men or dad, or was it? You know,
I was abused by my uncle and by several 20 strangers and girls. So I guess my trauma could be from that.
Oh yeah, I guess maybe.
How many people?
Too many to count.
Why so many? Where did you grow up?
I'm Mexico. It's messed up over there. I mean, you can get abused, they won't say anything. And I'm kind of glad that I got out of there.
I would be glad too.
And I'll take a wild guess, and suggest that perhaps being abused by your uncle and women and random other people has something to do with your confusion about your sexual orientation, also your disgust for men, because that probably got into you pretty early.
Yeah, it
started when I was 5 and ended like when I was 17, and I'm 25 now.
I know, it's awful. You need some treatment, Sandra. You got to get some clarity, and you got to get some internal structure, we call that. So
if I may say something, thanks to you that I talked about to you, like about when Alex Morris was there, I got some help from some mental health program you recommended.
Good.
And I'm doing very well. Seeing this girl, which is totally opposite of my last relationship, they were really abusive. This one's a sweet girl. She's a hard worker. She's understandable. And she's been helping me out with the psychologist and everything.
Excellent.
So I think I'm doing better.
Good. Sam, just take it slow. Just hang on. Take it easy. Your attractions are going to change and evolve as you go through treatment. Just relax. Just don't jump on impulses. Respond to those drives to create chaos and maybe even to sabotage this decent relationship you're in for the moment. Maybe we'll end up straight, maybe you'll end up gay, whatever, but don't declare a major just yet. Just take it easy, right, Andy?
Yeah, well, if men were the people who are like the bastards who are abusive and stuff, of course it's not going to seem like when you see other dudes naked, it's like, it's going to remind you of those horrible times probably, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. Andy, you're so sensitive.
I'm a sensitive guy.
Mine.
Yo, girl, I could get your number. No, I'm just kidding.
Rebecca. Here's Rebecca.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, when I got married, shortly after that, I found out that my husband was addicted to porn.
Nice.
And when I confronted him about it after that, he became extremely abusive towards me.
Yeesh.
And, like, our sex life totally took a turn for the wrong. I didn't want to have sex with him.
More detail here. What exactly did you find, and how did you handle it?
It was on the computer, and I'm pretty good at getting into computers, and so I found it on there and asked him about it, and he lied to me.
What did he say?
And he said that he never looked at porn. It was probably his roommate that did it.
Okay.
And he eventually came to me and said, yeah, you know, it was me. And I'm like, hey, you know, all you got to do is tell me everybody looks at porn. But, it got worse, and he constantly hit it, and it got to where he was going to escort services. And
okay. All right. Okay. There you go. That's addiction. Okay. And?
Yeah. And he became extremely abusive, and if I confronted him about it, I wasn't rude about it. I was like, you went to an escort service. You're spending $300 on another woman. And, I mean,
Rebecca, you're way too sort of reasonable and understanding about this. Also,
is that acceptable? When is that acceptable?
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
Well, is that a right question? I mean,
well, we're in the process of getting divorced right now, but he's angry at me because I should have stuck it out.
Please. It also smacks of other addictions. So what else is he doing?
Nothing that I know of. I don't know.
Cokey.
Yeah, some stimulant. Just keep your eyes open for that, because that irritability and the secretiveness. And
if you're getting rid of him, you're better off.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it'd be great if you could hang in with him, but you're both very young, and he has not shown very much in the way of willingness to come clean with you. It just doesn't sound like a good situation. If you both wanted to go into treatment for an extended period of time, yeah, you could get through this, but he doesn't want to do it. He wants it to be your problem, and he's got a lot of work to do.
And not to try to rub you the wrong way, but you don't seem that broken up over getting a divorce.
You don't. And by the way, in the meantime, you could be getting exposed to God knows what, STD and whatnot. So, you know.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I'm not anymore. I'm definitely over it. But I think that it's going to... I'm very jealous now. A very jealous person now.
Jealous?
A very jealous person now, because of all that I didn't used to be. And it gets irritating for people. And I'm like, sorry.
Jealous in general, but not with him. Just about like... Other people? Have you been hooking up with other dudes?
Well, we've been separated for about a year and a half now because he's putting off the divorce. And so I'm just a very jealous person towards.
So if you're hanging out, if you're hooking up with another dude, you're always like, where are you going tonight? Where are you doing? What are you doing? Like that?
Well, yeah, but it's not intentional.
No, I'm not saying you're doing something wrong. I'm just saying, is that what you're doing?
Right. It sounds like kind of a post-traumatic stress reaction. It's you're freaked out it's going to happen again, and of course you have high levels of anxiety about it. And it's a convenient way to keep the ball spinning, if you know what I mean. For some reason, Rebecca, you need sort of not such stable relationships. I don't know what that's all about, but you seem to sort of need that, and that's not a good impulse.
I need a stable relationship?
No, it seems like you don't. You can't tolerate it. You have trouble tolerating stable, so you got to keep it spinning.
I can't, but I want one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you keep it spinning, and this sort of post-traumatic stress you're having sort of conveniently fuels this sort of anxiety about being close to people, and then you can keep the chaos going. So I look into this a little bit. Let's break it down. Slow down.
Just because your husband was a scumbag doesn't mean the other dudes you're hooking up with are. Maybe they're faithful. You know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. You're the only guy I've ever met that's not a scumbag.
Well, thank you. The feeling is mutual, sexy.
All right, Rebecca. If I were advising you, I don't see how you can get through something like this without a little support and help. And you clearly have some issues in terms of your attractions to men and the kind of guy you're attracted to. You know, we could get into that, but why? I mean, you get some treatment, get some help, get some support as you move through all this, and you'll begin attracting and be attracted by guys that are just better. And as Andy said, not all guys are. What'd you say? Oh, not all guys are scumbags.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the quote?
I think I might have said that, but I kind of go back and forth on that because there are really? A lot of scumbags on the face of the earth.
Well, there are a lot, but no, you said not all guys are scumbags.
Not all guys are scumbags. I said just because your husband was a scumbag doesn't mean that these guys that you're hooking up with are. They probably are, though. They're scumbags. Well, don't trust them. You should be
just
jealous.
Playing the odds. All right, let's take another break, Andy, shall we?
Let's do it.
You need to bust a rhyme for me tonight. I mean, you usually you're gonna come up with something.
No, I might have to write a little something.
Yeah, write a little something during the break. Andy Schmelschmack is in with us tonight. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. He is promoting the DVD release of Waiting, Ryan Reynolds and Lana Ubach. He is also out to talk about Ubach. Beg your pardon. Season 1, Andy Milonakis Show, available on DVD March 28th. Did you do much with her?
Oh, I did much with her. Blah. Okay.
Yeah. My season 2 begins on March 31st. Blau, see it all there. And in the meantime, we'll be back with Andy. More Milonakis after this. Want to speak to Andy Milonakis, the phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. And have you got that rhyme ready to cut for me?
Oh, no. Yeah, we gotta build up the suspense a little bit.
We had a couple of them from last time.
I want to hear one of the last year's ones, or last year, right. Like a couple months ago.
Hey, can I do it, Andy, or is that going to upset you?
No, I'm not saying you can't do it, but I'm saying I'll still write another one.
Yeah, you
have to write another one. All right, here we go.
Yo, son, what up? I'm rapping on Love Line. If you in AA, don't drink that wine. If you an overeater, don't touch that swine. If you think Dr. Drew is sexy, damn right he's fine. You better use a rubber or you're gonna get hurt. I don't care, your girlfriend, she's a scuzzy-ass flirt. Don't assume anything because you thought you knew. You're listening to Schmilinakis and Dr. Drew. What up, God?
Wow. I don't know if you can top that.
I don't know, man. I was going to do something. I had a couple things in my head, and I'm like, when I listened to that, I'm like, damn, that's long.
Did God ever get back to you on that?
Yo, God got back to me.
He
was like, yo, what up, son? And I'm like, yo, what up, God? He's like, yo, you ain't my son. Jesus is my son. And I'm like, check this tattoo out. And it was a cross. And he was like, yo, you my son, Jesus. So what I'm saying is I'm Jesus, y'all.
Hey, Jesus, there's a call for you here. It's Katie.
Hello.
Hey, Katie.
Hey. Well, I guess my question is for Andy. And I was wondering how you kind of, like, started your career.
This guy's like Jesus. His name is Jimmy Kimmel. He basically...
No, wait, take us all the way back to when you were building computers.
Yeah, yeah. I used to fix computers and whatnot. I used to work at Kinko's. Shout out to Kinko's. Oh, yeah. Ledger, copier. So,
this is glamorous. This is how real careers really get going, Katie.
I used to work at Kinko's doing copies and working in the computer department. Then I used to fix computers. And I had a website with my friend Brian Lynch. We did this angrynakedpat.com where I had a bunch of internet videos up that I just created in my bedroom, just filming myself. And I had that for like 3 years, so I had tons of these stupid videos. It kind of became a little habit to make, you know, a little hobby. And then all of a sudden, after 3 years, just one of the videos circulated around the internet, got popular, and
which
radio
which
stations.
Which one was that?
Yeah, which one was that?
It's called The Super Bowl is Gay. It was a little ditty. It went a little something like, The Super Bowl is Gay, blah. It was just me singing about the Super Bowl is gay, blah 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 is gay, blah blah blah. It was very dumb, not nearly. I don't know if
not as esoteric and erudite as his humor has become.
Yeah.
You see.
Well, I mean, it's very dumb, thoughtless humor. I still like to do a lot of dumb humor, but anyway, it was a stupid internet video where I had a guitar and I was singing this stupid song off key. And it circulated around and got millions of hits. It was like a viral video. You know, once everybody sees a video on the internet, they call them viral videos, like the Star Wars kid, the Numa Numa guy, and the fat kid that now has his own MTV show due to Jimmy Kimmel liking it.
There you go, Katie.
He's probably up late night just watching random internet videos, and his friend sends him this, yo, check this out. And instead of just, like, looking at it and laughing, he actually did something with it, which is amazing for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I was talking to one of my friends, and she swears that she saw you on, like, a Nickelodeon show. Is that true, or?
No, I never been on Nick. But sometimes when I'm watching Mr. Ed really late, you know, it's not on Nickelodeon.
Mr. Ed, all, yeah.
But, like, I have old tapes of Mr. Ed, the talking horse, and sometimes while I'm dozing off to sleep, I feel like I'm inside a Nickelodeon show called Mr.
A
Ed.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Of course, of course. But, see, I don't know if that I don't know if you count that as me being on Nickelodeon.
No. Sandra.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering how Andy Milonakis turned into Andy Smilismakis.
Well, it's kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but only it's Dr. Milonakis and Mr. Smilismakis. it's a stupid, you know, I'm a big fan of, like, stupid gibberish, and, like, there's, like, a gibberish thing that you do where you're just, like,
if you knew
whatever.
Andy, if you knew,
like,
him,
whatever.
You know.
Yeah, you're like, whatever, baseball, schmaceball.
Yeah, Milonakis, Smilismakis,
Milonakis, okay.
So, you know what I mean? It's just like that old thing, like, I don't want to go here. And I'm like, Schmido, Schmada, Schmo, Schmier, blah, blah, blah.
Matt, what's going on? You ran with Schmela Schmackas.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
I just recently had sex for the first time in, like, over a year.
Oh, big ups.
Yes, yes, thank you. And, you know, I was with this girl, and I could just not come after, like, just kept going and going and going.
Ew.
That's never happened before. I know, dude.
I'm just kidding.
All right, hold on.
Seriously.
I know, seriously. Well, hold on 1 second. Schmela Schmackas has an answer for you, but we got to take a break right now. And Andy's going to be working on that rap when we get back.
Yeah.
Oh, we have one. What do you mean we have 1 minute? We have 1 minute to go?
Yeah, Andy, you got another phone. Minute.
That's not what my clock
we
says here.
We should synchronize clocks, perhaps.
Oh, for God's sake.
Synchronize clocks, dudes.
We could do it on
Jesus.
It would take probably about a minute. what time's your clock say?
53:30.
Can
yeah,
I
you're
just
exactly
count down?
1 minute ahead.
Okay, well, good. What's that?
46. 44.
Yeah, we got about 35 seconds left.
All right, 34, the DVD is called Waiting. You guys 32, saw it in studios. Ryan Reynolds, 31, Justin Long, Anna Faris. 30. Season one of the Mel and the Schmacka Schmo.
Schmo. Schmo. Just keep doing it, man. You're
Schmel and Schmacka Schmo DVD, March 28th. And the season two of the Schmel and Schmacka Schmo. On starting on March 31st. Keep an eye out for that. That's going to be on MTV or MTV2?
Yeah, and watch out for the Cole Payne show.
Hang on, the Schmela Schmackas 2, is that going to be on MTV or MTV2?
MTV2. It's going to be on right before Wonder shows in at, I believe it's going to be on at 9 o'clock on Fridays, right before Wonder Chosen, which is also a genius, genius show. And by also, I mean mine is not, and Wonder Chosen is.
And we will come back to tackle Matt's problem with the lack of nut.
We're going to tackle his bait.
Schmal Schmackes will help him when we come back. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Loveline.
If you need help,
call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Everybody, Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. In just a few moments, we'll be tackling Matt with the eternal, how you say that, Andy? Eternal
action. Sorry, I was busy writing the rap. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm so pleased. You've been hard at work. It's Andy Schmalschmackes.
I've been working.
Good, okay. You just about got it?
I got four bars so far.
All right, we'll do a next break. So hang on. Everyone's got to keep listening. So we're going to lay down a little... little rap here when Andy's ready. This is Matt again. Matt, you'd not had sex for a year, is that right?
Yes.
And then finally you had sex with somebody you were kind of, you were excited about, right?
Right.
But
I've never been the kind of person to last for a while. Usually it's like very quick and then done. And then after a year, you know, I could not finish. And we tried it a couple times, and every time I just couldn't. And I don't know if that's like, maybe I got like a condition or something, but it was just weird because I would have thought after a year I would have been like, you know, very.
Were all the attempts in the same evening?
No. It was over a course of a couple of days.
Wow. Are you on any medication?
I am, but I wasn't taking it at the time.
What medicine?
I don't even know the name for it. It was for like a urinary tract infection or something.
Why were you having urinary? I mean, your males don't normally get urinary tract infections.
I'm sorry, what?
Males don't normally get...
I know, it was something like that, frequent bladder or something.
I'm only laughing because it sounded like you're like avoiding the fact... He's like, males don't normally get urinary... I'm sorry, what? Like?
No, I mean, I don't know what it is. I went to the doctor. It
sounded like he was like, what?
What did you go to the doctor for?
Because I was peeing all the time.
So they put you on Cardura or Hytrin or something?
Yeah, I don't know the name of the exact medication, but...
All right, well, those things can very definitely affect your orgasmic function, and it can even cause retrograde ejaculation sometimes. So it may be something left over from the medication. I mean, that'd be the most likely thing.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like something... I totally agree with you. It shouldn't be the fact that, you know, you go for a year without sex and suddenly all your sexual functioning changes. Medication changes things. Medical problems changes things. I'd be much more inclined to think that way. And maybe even talk to the urologist, or I'm hoping it was the urologist, in fact, that you saw. And if it wasn't, that's what you should see. This is Sadie for Andy.
Yo, Sadie? Yo.
Or sad?
Sad.
Sadie?
Sad face. Sad face.
Hello?
What's
there
that?
You go.
Hey, it's Sade.
Sade, I beg your pardon.
S-A-D, Sade.
All right, what's up?
You said sad.
Hey, how are you guys?
Sad.
Hey, that's what it says up here. Hey, what's even funnier is she doesn't respond to all that.
Because she was too busy being sad.
She's having a lot of time talking to me.
That Andy Milonakis has ruined my love life, so I just thought I should share that with you guys.
What?
Yeah, you've ruined it. It's him.
Wow. You saw him once and no one could ever measure up after that?
No. Me and my guy, like, don't get to spend a lot of time together because we're so busy with, like, jobs and school and everything. So, you know, we had our little Sunday night get-togethers or whatever. But now he'd rather watch Andy Milonakis.
No.
And makes me watch your show instead of, like, wanting to do anything else. So I just want to thank you for that.
I'm sorry about that. You know what? Tell him, I mean, we should mail him the DVD, and then he can watch it.
That's really going to help me. That's really going to help.
Hey,
no, well, then he can watch it any time, though. Then he doesn't have to watch it when you guys are supposed to make whoopee.
That would really help, then. So, yeah. You guys should totally mail him that.
Or get a TiVo, right?
No, he doesn't TiVo. He believes in ghetto TiVo, and he'll just record something.
Ghetto TV, because he watches me, yo. He watches me, yo. He watches me. He'd rather watch me than have sex with you, yo, yo, yo.
Aubrey?
Yes. Yeah, I like that we cut her off after that. Like, what?
What's going on, Aubrey?
Well, I've been having a problem. Like, my vagina stinks, and my husband won't go down on me. I've been to my doctor, but he says actually to go to my gynecologist. I was just wondering if there's actually any medication for that.
Come on, Eddie. She's got a medical problem, dude.
Yeah, but she says stinks.
You know what? My doctor actually told me, you know, every woman does produces. I douche and everything, but, it's, you know, I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
My vagina stinks. That's the name of my punk band, My Vagina Stinks.
It's not funny.
If you're Andy, it is. Have you been treated before in any way?
No, I haven't.
Okay. The smell, a bad smell, it's a new smell?
It's
new and improved.
It's actually new. You know, I never thought I had a problem with anything like that.
But he used to give you oral, he used to give you oral sex, and now he doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, so something new is happening. And that a change and a new odor and that sort of thing, picking a bad one, is usually a sign of a vaginal infection, and douching is not going to take care of it. There is an antibiotic cream that they can put in called Metrogel that works pretty well. Sometimes you have to take oral antibiotics, but you probably will be started with the cream, but you have to see the doctor to get that to get the cream. You said you already talked to the doctor?
What causes that?
It's a bacteria. It's sometimes hard to track it down. Sometimes it's an STD. Sometimes it's just things that sort of... already in your vagina that sort of overgrow. There's a lot of reasons for it. There's something called trichomonas. Okay. It's more of an STD that can cause this. Gardnerella. But the fact is, had you already seen a doctor? Aubrey.
Not a gynecologist. I've seen a doctor, but they told me to go to a gynecologist about it.
All right. Good. Well, that's where you need to go. Maybe you want to ask the doctor that had seen you to maybe give you some Metrogel before. It's an antibiotic cream before you see the doctor. You can try... There's some over-the-counter creams. They're not quite as good as the Metrogel, but you can look into that, too. Right, Andy?
Yeah.
Here's I'm going to translate what just happened. Aubrey said her thing, and Andy was set to writing at that point. He was inspired. Inspired. Several more lines came to him right at that moment.
Yeah.
All right, here's the Andy question. Lucas.
Yes. How are you guys?
What's up, dude?
My question is, I mean, it's not too important on the scale of what usually people call about. I was just curious, you know, I saw Andy when you came into on MTV, and I was blown away because your humor is, you know, unique. And I was kind of blown away at the fact that everyone, that there was more of such a big scale that liked it. And I was so happy when you came on. Like, I had some friends that were, you know, you have the good and the bad. And they're like, man, what the hell? I know, like, it's no season that you're, you know, a heavier dude. Do you still get all the hoses or what? All the hosies and all the play?
You say the hosies, the hoses?
Well, ain't got no play, player.
Player.
Is it rock star status or is it kind of humble?
I'm telling you, nigga. Hey.
What's the that? Hell?
I'm telling you, nigga.
Hey.
Who's saying that?
That was something that Anderson pulled off of Crank Yankers.
Oh, I get it.
No, man, I'm not a pimp or anything, but you know, I'm doing fine. I'm telling you, nigga.
Hey.
I'm not a, you know, because I'm a fatty. You're saying?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's no, Andy. Know. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, no.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being concerned about me being a fatty, but...
I never thought that Andy Milonakis would be speechless, ever.
What?
Oh, no, he isn't.
Am I speechless?
He's writing a rap.
I'm writing a rap a little bit, but I'm also, like, trying to answer your question without going into too much detail. Because, you know, it's, you know... It's not really the world's business, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to start naming names, like, we could match up. You want to start naming the girls that you've banged or something, or you want to talk about how many girls you've had sex with or something?
Let's try Alana. Alana.
Hi.
You're on with Andy Milonakis.
I know. I just wanted to say that, Andy, I love you. You're my hero. And, Drew, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Andy, I wanted to know if you had, like, trouble, like, meeting girls because you, like, look a lot younger than you are.
Two. Yeah, you know what? I do. It's not like, I mean, I see, like, a lot of socially awkward people. I know, like, people who are, like, you know, really awkward around the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel that way. Like, it's not, I don't feel, like, I feel like I could be much worse off. Like, I'm an outgoing person. I'm not really shy around girls. Like, so I think I got that for me. But it's not, I'm not going to say it's not harder. It's definitely harder because, like, there's a good percentage of girls who, you know, can't get over the fact that I look, like, really, really young.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I do all right. Sometimes I'll send you a couple of emails and I'll show you my progress. I'll show you my progress chart.
Here's Rose.
Hi.
Hey, Rose. What's going on?
Well, I'm 16 and I have a boyfriend that he wants to have a threesome. And I'm not so sure of, you know, well, my question is why would he want to do that? I mean, you know.
Because he's a male?
Okay, I got that down. But, like exactly, like, why would he...
How old is he?
He's 17.
I'm more interested in why you sound like you're 3.
Well, oh, I'm 16, so yeah.
Yeah, but you sound like you're 3. Why is that?
How old are you really?
No, she's 16, but I think something must have happened to her when she was 3. Rose? Oh, she hung up. My goodness. I guess that came a little too close to home. This is a Jessica. Jessica? Jessica, you're on Andy Milonakis. Andy, I blame you. All right. We'll try Wes. Wes? My goodness, we can't get anything going here. Wes? Hello? Hey, what's up, Wes? You're on with Andy Milonakis.
Hi. Andy was at the Roxy a couple months back. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And did you remember a band that went on right after you called the Japanese Motors?
I don't remember.
So yes.
Yes. I was there for a little while after, I think, so I kind of do.
Oh, okay, because my brother said he heard you do some freestyle rap and it was pretty cool or something.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I battled this guy, Tony Potato, one of my friends, you know, like, this guy, we whenever we see each other, we kind of battle each other, freestyle against each other, and Tony Potato got his ass handed to him that night.
Here's James.
Hello?
Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, I'm wondering if you guys can help me. First of all, I want to say a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Don't ever say that.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Andy, I love your show. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm nervous. I apologize.
Thanks, brother. I just had
a question. And I heard you guys, you kind of answered a call about this a couple of nights ago. I've been with my girlfriend now. It's coming up on about a year. And everything else is great with us, but the whole sex thing, I'm not really interested.
Is she still?
Sex is overrated, blah, blah, blah.
Is she into it?
Yes. Oh, very much so.
Uh-oh. Is that sort of freaking you out?
I know. And it's not that it's bad. I mean, when we do have it, it's really good, but I can find a reason to put it off almost all the time.
That's sad. That's not a good sign.
I don't know if that's me, as Drew would say, if I'm checking out of the relationship or if things are over. Now, granted, I'm 25. She's 19. So that would be the only thing that I think you may want to know, you know.
Yeah.
For all
How
your,
long have you been
your,
with her? A year?
It'll be a year in July.
The other thing I was getting at was sometimes when guys who don't have a lot of drive with a partner or with a girl that's sort of coming on strong, you retreat even further. You know what I'm saying?
Like that would make sense because she's very – I was the one who kept saying because I'm older and I kept saying I don't want to rush into sex because it it messes everything up. I don't want to wait to know you first before we get busy kind of thing.
I get that, but the fact is, though, that even now that you've been together a while, having sex for a while, you're still not into it, and she's still coming on strong. And guys kind of feel like oftentimes, not necessarily your case, but I hear this once in a while, guys feel like they should be the initiator, and they're sort of freaked out by when a girl's sort of being the initiator. They don't know what to do, and they sort of retreat. They sort of withdraw. Is that you?
You know, now that you put it like that, that does kind of sound like me. I wouldn't say I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
But I like to be, you know, as cliche as this will sound, the man in the relationship.
Yeah, and it sort of gets weird when you're the one that doesn't want to have sex and she wants it even a little bit more, and that sort of shift starts moving towards her direction because you start pulling back more, she starts wanting it more, you start having sex left, so she wants it more, and now you're in a sort of a spiral where it's kind of uncomfortable. Are you sure?
It's very uncomfortable.
Are you sure this is a relationship you want to still be in? And maybe this is just more.
It's weird. I said from the day one the age wasn't being a factor. And
it is though. That's a big distance.
I should have paid attention to you, and I should have listened. That it is starting to be a thing where I want to go out with my friends to a bar or something, she's on me about how much I'm going to drink, am I going to be in control.
It sort of feels like she's very intrusive, at least to the extent that you experience it that way, the more than you are used to or comfortable with in a relationship, and you're sort of retreating. You're sort of trying to protect yourself.
No retreat, no surrender.
That's right. This is Steven.
Steven, uh-huh. I love you. You're sexy. Let me see your nipples. Uh-huh. Hi, baby.
Andy?
Oh, hi. Oh, sorry. I was talking to my pet.
I just wanted to tell you, when you are stoned, your show is abnormally funny.
When I'm stoned, my show is funny?
No, when I was rolling on the floor, crying, laughing so hard.
Thanks, man. A lot of people tell me that, but I say this to everybody that tells me that. Drugs are not the answer. They are the question, though. And the question is, do you want some drugs? And the answer is yes. No, I'm just kidding. That's cool, man. If people like to smoke weed, I don't think what's wrong? What's weed? That's a little weed, right?
Really, yeah. Huh? Are you really 29 though?
No, I'm about 12 or 7.
Wait, you're confusing me.
I'm confusing you. It's the marijuana that's confusing you, boy. I go to Texas Pete. He got the con bud, the kush kush, the cookie, the sticky icky. I got the sticky icky with red hairs. Smells like Play-Doh. Let's go smoke a bong out of my head. Let's use a goat head skull. Goat skull bong. Let's use my head as a bong. Bong, bong. I got that bong, 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 bong. Does that count as my rap?
No. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
I wrote a rap. I'm almost done. I'm done.
After the commercial. Trista, what's up?
Hi, Dr. Drew. I'm such a long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Down there, I get very lubricated, and it doesn't necessarily have to be during sex. It can be, like, any time I'm even thinking about sex or anything.
I want to know you, girl.
See? Guys are into that.
I know. That's a good thing. It seems sort of like a hassle.
Yeah, it can be. Women do complain about that. In fact, it can be a little too much lubrication where the friction isn't enough. Do you also have female ejaculation?
No.
No. Are you on any medication?
No.
Do you take birth control pills?
No.
Do you use paper towels to dry everything up?
I take care of the situation.
Yeah, ooh. I want to take care of that situation.
How do you take care of it?
I give myself to the bathroom.
So you don't have to wear pads or anything like that?
No. It's not like that extreme. It's just a hassle because,
Ew.
Yeah.
So, sometimes getting on a low-dose contraceptive pill, like a mini pill, like LS, or even the lower-dose estrogens will dry things up. The progesterone can be kind of drying for some women, and that's often what they can do to help with this. But other than that, it's a hassle, but Andy's into it.
I guess so.
I likes it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your help.
All right, good luck now.
Okay, all right. Go dry up there, Sally. Go dry up, Susie. No, I'm just kidding.
You made her feel good, and it's good. Frank, what's up? Frank? Hello? What's happening? Yes,
Dr. Drew, how's it going?
Good.
I have a quick question. The thing is that I'm taking diet pills right now to lose weight.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's making me go to the restroom a lot, like all day. But the thing that I was concerned about is that in my bowel, I see like blood. So
okay.
I'm
well,
why are you so fat?
That's Miss Swan. You ever heard Miss Swan, Andy?
Yeah. But why is a dude taking diet pills?
I sound like Adam Carolla. Look,
I can't do an impression.
I know, but the blood in the stool is an absolute indication to see a doctor immediately. Just that's it. We're not going to talk about it. You got to see somebody right away. They probably will need to do something called a colonoscopy. They look up there and make sure it's not a cancer or a fistula or something that's causing this symptom. That's not something to sit around with. Plus, the excessive urination is not what you call a good sign, and it's not usually what diet pills do and why you're taking diet pills. So somebody needs to evaluate you. Right, Andy?
Yeah, don't take diet pills. They whack, yo.
That's right. All right, so the DVD is coming out when? March 28th?
It came out yesterday.
The End of Schmo Schmacher.
The Waiting DVD came out already October. What the hell month is it?
Waiting is out now.
It came out the 7th. It came out yesterday. And the Milanakis Show, Johnson, Jump Off, starts off at March 28th.
That's the DVD.
In stores.
Then the new season?
New season comes on 3 days after March 31st on Friday night. Sick'em Fridays, MTV2, baby.
Huh? Any other movies coming up?
Movies?
Yeah.
Not anything official. I mean, I'm talking about some stuff, and hopefully it pans out. But, you know, Hollywood is a crazy bitch. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. But, you know, I hope some of it works out. I keep reading scripts and go to meetings and stuff.
Does the stuff you're reading look good?
Yeah, there's a lot. Actually, it's funny. I hope, like, some of them gets made with or without, like, me attached to it. Like, I hope.
Really?
No, I mean, like, what I'm saying is, like,
because they're that good.
I'm saying is, even if I don't get the part, I still hope it's a movie that gets made. Because, like, there are a lot of movies that are good. And I really think that, not being negative, but the stuff that's out usually is pretty crappy. Like, mainstream stuff that gets out. Is usually, like, 9 out of 10 movies you see are horrible, I think.
Especially with comedy, huh?
With comedy, especially mainstream comedy. Yeah. But there's a lot of good scripts out there that I've been reading, and hopefully, you know, some stuff happens, but who knows?
All right, that's Andy Milanakis.
I'll go back to Kinko's if I have to.
If you'd like to talk to him. Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191, and when we come back, we're going to hear Andy's rap.
Yeah, I'm a bitch.
Loveline. Be right back in a minute.
Hey, everybody, this is Loveline, and this is the moment we've all been waiting for when Andy Schmelishmoxa breaks it down for us.
Yeah.
You ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Check it out, y'all. Had sex last week and now I feel a sting. I pick up the phone and ring, ring, ring. A sexy voice answers, who can it be? It's the diggity doctor and the fat MC. Dr. Drew gives answers, he always comes correct. But if you got mental problems, you better get checked. Pop some pills if you can't get erect. And if your vagina stinks, I'm gonna break your neck. Peace, God.
Yeah. Awesome. Well done.
Yeah. 20 minutes, son. 20 minutes. In, out. Kid in. Blow.
I think that when Andy heard that woman declare that her vagina stinks, that something's going to stay with him. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
All right, definitely. Let's go take some calls. All right. Thank you for that, Andy. It was awesome. Jen,
no
what's
problem.
Up? Jen?
Yes?
Jen.
Hi, what's
Jen.
Going on?
Jen.
Boban.
I had a question about oral fixation. I'm really into oral sex and any sex period. And my husband is, hello?
Yeah.
My husband doesn't really like to have oral sex that much. And I was just wondering what I can do.
Put some salami on it. Sorry, I don't know who that was. Put some whipped cream on it. Put some butterscotch on it. I have no idea. This kid keeps walking by the microphone doing that.
I'm confused. Pardon, my feeble mind can't quite get my head around this.
Okay. Pun intended.
It's that you want to have more sex than your husband does?
Yeah. At least, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times a day, and he does not.
And he does not. 4 or 5 times a day does sort of ring of sexual addiction. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened that brought you to this point?
I don't know.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
Yes, a couple times.
Okay. Well, that's what causes this kind of sexual compulsion. And for a guy to keep up at a rate of 4 or 5 times a day, pretty much impossible. Pretty much tough. Are you checking bags at the grocery store? What are you doing?
I'm going to work out.
Going to work out?
Yes.
Better work out those problems first, girl.
Do you have a history of bipolar?
No.
Never been bipolar disorder. I mean, just having sex 5 times a day and then going to work out at 10 o'clock at night. Just you know.
Alaska. Call me crazy.
What was it, 8 o'clock at night? It's still late there.
No, it's 9:30.
How come sex addicts sound so bad, but you know the song Addicted to Love? Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Like, addicted to love sounds like it's not a problem.
But died.
Addicted to sex sounds like a problem. Who died?
The guy that sang that.
No, that's...
You know, and most women do come to sexual addiction through love and intimacy addictions. That's usually where they sort of first start being compulsed, and then eventually it starts becoming focused on the sex, then it kind of takes off. So, Jen, this really isn't about him, unfortunately. It's about you. He just kind of can't keep up with your addictive, your compulsive quality.
That he means that you're a bad person.
Right, that's what I said. That's what I said. So there you go. No more to be said about that. What I'm saying is, what is the beeping, Jen? Where are you?
I'm at a gym.
Are you on a treadmill right now or Stairmaster or something?
No, my friend is.
I see. Okay, Jen.
Yeah. You're also selfish.
Yeah, you're sexually abused. You've been sexually compulsive as a result. You want to have sex more than is sort of usual. I don't want to use the word like normal, but maybe even natural. And as a result, your husband can't keep up. So it's not about him. It's about you. Right?
Okay.
Right. And
don't
so,
worry. According to that other jerk, I'm fat, so I'm not having sex enough. But right. Maybe we could split the difference, girl.
Why are you so fat?
Why are you so fat?
That was Miss Swan. Alex Worthen.
I want to make love to the microphone.
And there's a bipolar quality about you, Jen. You're irritable. You're 5 times a day. You're going to the gym in the middle of the night. I mean, I definitely would look into things here. And if you want to get your relationship back on track, I would seek some professional help. This is not something where his willingness to let you give him head is going to somehow solve all these problems. This is
Let's not forget
situation.
The other laundry list. You know, you hate popcorn. You think Jesus is made out of clay. You put hot sauce in your shoes and then say blah, 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 and you think that's going to solve world problems. You know, you think you have the cure for AIDS. It's not lemon jello. Lemon jello is good, but it doesn't cure AIDS. I mean, Jesus.
Bologna in the pocket.
Yeah.
That cures everything.
Blah.
Steve.
Hey.
What's up? You're on with Andy Schmelschmackas.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a big fan. I listen to the show a lot. My problem is, my psychologist suggested that I go take a class called Interpersonal Communications because I get to points where I'm in deep depression over not having enough social contact, and now I'm going to college a lot, so I feel more like I do get enough people to hang out with or be around, but it gets to this point where I still have, like, this need to be able to just be, like, friends with a girl, a beautiful girl my age, just to be able to sit down and talk with her and listen to her. And that's really all I want to be able to do. I've made it this project for this class to do this, and I'm finding that being able to just sit down and convince a girl to sit down and talk with me is it's impossible. It's, like, just...
it never works out. They will say it's a good idea. They will.
So, Andy, what should he do?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, what?
That may be why they have trouble sitting down and talking. Andy, give him some advice.
I don't know. What do you talk about? Sometimes, like, when you talk, like, a lot, and you just speak.
I listen a lot. I think a lot. I listen a lot.
Yeah. Do you do all the talking? Or are you, like, too chatty, you think, ever?
No.
Do you talk about, like, what subjects you talk about? Do you talk about, like, things that might not interest the other person? Like,
no, I make the other person, like, their subjects they bring up, I make that the center of the conversation.
Yeah, so you don't always take the conch and you don't always, like, steal it and talk about your own thing. You listen to them and you kind of, you know.
Exactly. But the problem is not getting to that point where I can sit down and really just have a normal conversation. I walk by them like an acquaintance and maybe try to set up a chance to actually sit down and talk to them and get to be, to develop a friendship. But that's the part that I can't get to.
You can't get to the point when it's like a stranger that you want to go up to and talk to?
Yeah, when it's like a date. But it's...
Andy, it's like he expects to be able to walk up to people and they're just going to respond because he just happens to walk up to them. He's picked somebody. He's walked up to them. He wants to talk to them. Why won't they talk back? Why won't they sit down and have a conversation with you? I don't understand.
It's Steve, not like that.
He's a robot. It sounds like that. What's that, Anderson? No.
He sounds like a robot.
Yeah. You have to, engage people, court them. You can't, it's going to take some work. You can't just pick somebody and that's the one and that's it.
Is he an only child?
Yes.
It's you could go up to any stranger. You go up to any stranger and start a conversation with them, and all of a sudden you sit down with them, you talk to them, whatever. But it's like, it really depends on if it's coming off as like socially awkward. Because, like, if a stranger, like, goes up to, like, a girl and is just, like,
she's thinking
awkward,
it's
awkward in any way. First of all, you don't know her. Second of all, you don't know her, and you're being awkward. So it's going to be like so off-putting. But I mean, I guess it depends on your personality and what you say to them. Like, some people can just go up to people and start conversations, and it just seems fluid and natural, and and stuff happens. But it really depends on how you break the ice,
Maybe Steve needs to get together in groups with people and hang out a little bit and sort of get used to taking social cues. I'm not sure that's why your psychologist is sending to you a cognitive classes on this, is to kind of get you used to how you pick up on social cues and how you respond to them, how you appreciate what other people are experiencing, not what you're experiencing, but what you're sensitive to what they're going through and how you're perceived and how those cues are then received back to you.
Yeah, okay. You don't learn that in class. Just hang out with your, like, crazy social get some, hang out with some crazy social butterflies, and they'll flap their wings and show you the ways.
This is Alex. What's up, Alex? Alex.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's up?
What up, Dunny? How you doing?
Doing good.
He's gone forever.
He's gone? Because you can't say that?
Nor the F word is not good either.
Oh, I didn't
hear
that.
The F word?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Peter.
Give me a second, Drew.
Oh, we got to reset.
I love that guy.
Did you hear the F word?
I didn't hear it.
You guys aren't trained engineers.
Well, actually, on my spare time, I am. Thank you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
Can I talk to a caller now, Anderson?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Peter, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, girl, don't curse, girl. You're going to get booted by Anderson, girl. Don't do it. Don't do it, girl. Don't do it, girl. Sorry.
Keep going.
Yeah. Yo, Anderson's going to boot you, girl. He's going to boot you, girl. Don't say the F word, girl. Don't say the F word. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, I have a question for you.
Don't boot you, girl. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I keep hearing, the last couple times I've heard the show, Dr. Drew, you've said you've been fairly against anal sex.
I'm against women doing things on behalf of men that cause them intense pain and continue to cause them pain. and could potentially be damaging to them. Could cause
rectal. Okay. Now, the earlier tonight you said not to do it because it hurt obviously the first time. Well, sex is the same way. Every woman that I've ever been with for the first time has hurt them having sex the first time.
You mean the very first time when they're young?
The first time when they lose their virginity.
Yes.
But that's one out of a million, knowing most sluts. I mean, one out of a million. If they get anal sex, it's going to hurt them almost every time. I mean, unless
every
they
time.
Get loose.
And again, I urge you, Peter, to see when you get into your proctology career and see women in their 60s and 70s and all the lovely pathology that develops. It won't seem so, just no big deal, just get over it. The women are subjecting themselves to things that cause them. The ones that like it don't have pain. They just like it. And you don't see me suggesting they not do it. They should enjoy. But the ones that have pain, they have pain. They have pain every time, and they have pain continuously, and they continue to subject themselves to pain. They have bleeding and tearing and fistula formation and scarring. Why would they do that when it's something that's exquisitely uncomfortable for them? But Peter, you need to be with somebody who has anal sex. Find somebody who enjoys that. If that feels good, it works for them. That's a different person.
That answered my question, actually. I was trying to find out. I mean, because my girlfriend loves it. She really does enjoy it.
That's right. There are a lot. And in fact, what's interesting is those women.
Does your boyfriend love it, or does he hate it?
The women that tend to like it a lot are the ones that even tend to be multi-orgasmic. So you sort of hit pay dirt.
Well, that was the thing, is she wasn't multi until she started having...
Multi-sex.
But Peter, I'm telling you the same thing you want to talk about. The fact is that when you start having anal sex, that's when the multi-orgasms can kind of kick in sometimes. That can definitely happen. There is definitely that person out there, no doubt. Enjoy. So what?
Gay,
yeah, people can only see things through the prism of their own experience. So it's like, well, now we are okay. Yeah, you're great.
Gay. Now,
I don't know. He's not gay. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Real quickly, Jay.
Yes.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello. You're on with Andy Schmelschmakis.
Hi, hey, sexy. Andy, what's up, sexy?
You're funny.
Stop it.
I have a problem. I can't give my girlfriend an orgasm.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Hold on. We have to take a little break here, and we're going to talk about Jay and her poor girlfriend and her lack of orgasm. Andy, anything else we want to talk about when we get back?
I like lesbians a lot.
I figured you'd like that. So we'll take your call. It's 1-800-LOVE-191 with Andy Milonakis. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is your radio. Loveline will be right back.
Go, it's Loveline. Last segment with Mr. Schmelishmakis. In waiting, out in DVDs now, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Long, Anna Faris, etc., etc. Season 1, Andy Milonakis, Schmo, out March 28th, and the season 2 of the Schmo begins March 31st on MTV2. Right?
I was just thinking, isn't science weird?
In what way?
I don't know. I was reading a book on the table. It was, the world's best anatomical charts.
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's not science being weird. That's humans being weird.
Yeah, but science is weird, dude.
Science just cataloging things. Just
oh, wow.
Things.
There's a vagina chart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vagina chart. And it's more detailed than the charts that I'm known to grown to love.
Nice. Well, speaking of vagina charts, you were helping out Jay here. Who was having difficulty.
I was going to say that. I was going to say anything about giving my girlfriend an orgasm.
Does it, Andy?
Oh. Well, let me tell you something. I have a chart, and I can tell you exactly where you should be doing certain things.
I know what to do. I'm a girl.
I'm kidding. I trust you.
I'm frustrated.
Did you ask her if she has orgasms with other people easily?
I did, actually, and she said no, it's always been hard for her.
Okay, so it's not your fault, then.
No, but I feel bad because I have no problem, you know.
I would feel bad too, but at least the brick off your shoulder is like, all right, it's not me, it's her. She has to work this out. But she should be the one calling. Why can't I have an orgasm? Not you calling. How can I give her an orgasm when it's her problem?
I try and do, like, new stuff or, like, you know, more foreplay and stuff like that, and she gets really frustrated, and I feel so bad, and she gets mad, and she's just like, oh, forget.
Well, I've listened to my man, Dr. Drew, a bunch before I even knew him, actually, and it seems like really a lot of the advice that I hear a lot over and over again is it has to do with something in your mind, not always physical, but it's, and, you know, you have to overcome that thing in your mind before. Is that right, Mr. Andy?
It's very possibly the case. Is there something going on with her?
Hey, that's good advice. So what should I do then?
So it's not. She only wants to hear from you, Andy. Whatever I say, it just doesn't seem to register.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dr. Drew. Go for it. I really am interested in hearing this. I apologize.
Right. Just whisper it to me.
So there is not a mechanical problem. Is that correct?
I don't think so, but... Of course, deep down, I think maybe it is.
All right. Is she an abuse survivor? Is there something that might make it difficult for her to function sexually?
I think so. She's not open about being gay, and I think that
She may have been, many gay women I have treated have at one time in their life been really brutalized by men, and it leaves them and if that starts very early, they can even have difficulty perceiving and feeling their genital areas. It actually sort of cut off biologically where they can't feel things normally. And even those that still can, if there wasn't a lot of pain, say, involved with early childhood sexual abuse, even those that sort of who function okay, still the idea of sex is too overwhelming, the trauma is too intense, they have flashbacks, and that needs to be dealt with, Jay. And there's nothing you can do mechanically to overcome that. You understand?
So should I just bear with her and...
No, tell her
to get help.
Both Andy and I are saying this is something she needs, something really psychological, psychiatric going on
she's
here.
She's talking about, like, medication and stuff, but I didn't think that there was anything for women.
When there's it may be medication more of a psychiatric nature, not specifically.
You're being a good girlfriend, but she's being a lazy ass, and she has to get off her ass.
No, she's not. I love her.
Oh, you sound like you really do love her, but I love her too. But I'm saying it's... I don't understand, like, if it's something that she's had in the past and it's a known thing for her, you calling and saying, what can I do? It's like you calling me and saying, what can I do about the flu that I don't have, my girlfriend has?
Right.
Like, she has to do something about her own shit.
Yeah, she needs to take care of it. She needs to really, as Andy came up with it right at the outset, which is something psychological going on, something about her, how she feels about herself as a sexual being, and that needs to be dealt with in treatment. There's no magic pill for that. And yes, there's no Viagra for women. And because women have a disconnect between drive and arousal, and it's very complicated. It needs to be dealt with. If there was some easy pill, it'd be a whole easy world to deal with.
Easy pill, I'd be getting laid a lot more. Hey, but ding, ding, ding.
Sure. is this Trilby? Is that right?
Yeah, you pronounced it right. Amazing.
Wow. What kind of is that?
I'm like sad. Sad.
Yeah. I have a weird question.
I'm weird.
I've had dreams. I've had sex with women or whatever. I mean, I haven't in real life, but in my dreams I do. Mm-hmm. And the only weird thing is I actually form myself into a man and then I have sex with them. Is that
it's hot.
Weird?
It's hot.
Dreams like that too, that he's a man having sex with women.
You know what? Before we go any further, I have to tell you, Drew, this book, there's a picture of a testes and it's split open.
Nice, huh?
And it's split in half. And the inside looks exactly like a pulpy pink grapefruit. Sections. It's in sections, and it looks like if I squoze it into my mouth, I'd taste nice pink grapefruit juice.
Yeah, I see a skit coming here, Andy. I see it.
I've seen the real thing like that. I don't understand how those pictures.
Because they slice
really
them up after they die. There's actually a museum display where they take real human bodies, the insides, the guts,
in Chicago.
They had it in New York too, though.
Oh, that whole thing, the body exhibit.
Yeah, they form these bodies. They form these bodies from every single piece of them on the inside, except the skin, and you see everything.
That's
awesome,
pretty nasty.
It's pretty nasty. Well, I'd have it
anywhere. There's a skit coming. There's a grapefruit, a testy grapefruit skit coming.
A testy grapefruit? No, but seriously, is it supposed to look like that? It looks like pulpy, like fruit.
Okay, Trilby, here's the deal. Are you okay otherwise in relationships?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And your sexual identity, gay, straight, what are you?
I'm perfectly straight. I just have weird dreams where I have superpowers and somehow I'm turning myself into a man. Is that weird?
I don't know. My instinct is that those aren't bad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It may be sort of... There's psychoanalytic theory is that women all have a wish to have a penis and whatnot and sort of be a man and something.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
And listen, and all of us have sort of, anthropologists study the fact that everyone has sort of male and female qualities about them. And so if you're able to have stable relationships, if your family is stable, if your moods and feelings are good and you feel good about yourself and, you know, there's not any weird problems and confusion in your life, this is just you sort of exploring, I think, as much as I think it's
if fine, I had a vagina for a day, I think I could end terrorism for good.
Really?
Yeah.
How would you do it?
I would do it with my magic vagina. It would cause world peace.
A whole new world.
Vagina love and no terrorism.
All right.
I would hide all the terrorists in my vagina and never let them out.
There you go. Or how about you satisfy all the terrorists? So they would be so uptight and so angry. All right, we'll take another break.
Naughty.
It's Andy Schmelishmakis. We're going to be back in yet just a minute.
All right, guys. Here's the deal. Dateline. You're looking to hook up? Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Dateline. One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline. 877-889-DATE. Call the Dateline.
Love Line will be right back. Love Line will be right back.
About does it, Andy?
Yeah.
Another one in the can.
Another one. Blow, blow.
Well done, blow, blow.
We did it as a team.
I hope you come back again soon. It really is fun working with you. And,
you too, man. It was fun tonight.
You know what? It's nice. I'm going to give you kind of a compliment here. Between the hilarity, you get very serious, and suddenly some good stuff comes through, and I like that.
I figure not to be a screaming moron the whole time, only 80%
of it. Not the whole time.
80% is good, right?
But this will always be the night of the vagina that stinks.
Oh, man, because she was just so, like, she said it without any accent, without any, like, shame. She just, the way, the delivery, it wasn't just the wording.
It's the way you'd say it if your vagina stunk.
Exactly.
Right? Well, Andy, thanks again. We'll see you back really soon. I certainly hope this is Love Line, and tomorrow night we got Fallout Boy in here. And until then, this is Dr. Drew saying goodnight and stay well.
Had sex last week and now I feel a sting. I pick up the phone and ring, ring, ring. A sexy voice answers, who can it be? It's the diggity doctor and the fat MC. Dr. Drew gives answers, he always comes correct. But if you got mental problems, you better get checked. Pop some pills if you can't get erect. And if your vagina stinks, I'm going to break your neck. Peace, God.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Gold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.